When you're living with polycythemia vera, or PV, you might look good even when you don't feel good. Symptoms can change so slowly over time you may not even notice. But new or changing symptoms can mean your PV is changing. Take notice and take action. You track and discuss blood counts with your doctor, but it's just as vital to discuss changing symptoms as well. It's time to change the way we see PV. Learn more today at TakeActionPV.com. Visit TakeActionPV.com. Sponsored by Insight Corporation.
He's the home inspector and he's got advice to fix up your home. Oh, gee, that's nice.
790 AM, 94.1 FM, KFJO.com, the KFJO mobile app. Follow 790 KFJO on Twitter, like the KFJO Morning Crew on Facebook.
And every Tuesday at 640, we bring in Lars Knobloch of Nordic Companies. He's a home inspector joining us to talk about different house fix-up things, some home buyer tips. And if you guys have questions for him, you can certainly call in to our KFJO Laney studio line, 237-5948, 1-800-880 5346 or text in your questions to 35270. Good morning to you, Lars.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Lars. Doing great. I saw you, and this was just kind of purely by accident. And you are the man, Lars, because you're on top of roofs. I mean, there's some home inspectors that maybe just kind of like stand on the ground and look at stuff, but you had the ladder. You and another person on top of the roof looking around. So if people are looking at buying a house, I mean, that's what they need to do. And we've heard so much about home sales are at record production. People are buying and selling and it's just going off the charts, but it's very important to have people like you, Lars.
Yeah. Give us some home buyer tips, Lars. What should we be looking for?
Yeah, you know, there's so many things that come up during an inspection, and most of the things the homeowners don't even know about. So certainly the home buyers typically would not know about it. Especially for first-time home buyers, we see that they kind of come unprepared to the home buying process and, you know, owning a home. And that's something we have become passionate about, trying to help educating these people. I really have no idea what it means and what it takes to own a home. So some of the things we always recommend is to come into the inspection itself with reasonable expectations, because there will be a lot of things that come up and a lot of people maybe think that is a bad thing. But it's really not. On any house we look at, there's a lot of things that will come up, but probably 90% of it is just minor repairs, informational things to keep an eye on and stuff like that. And that is okay. That's not a problem. Where you want to keep your focus at when you buy a house is the bigger ticket item. And that's what we want to try to help people figure out. How long until you have to replace your shingles? How much longer does your furnace, will your furnace likely last? The same with your air conditioner, your windows, your siding. Do you need to fix your foundation? Do you need a new electrical panel? Do you have water coming into the basement? Really, all that stuff that really matters, that's where the focus needs to be on. And a lot of people seem to get focused on and caught up into the little things. And we always recommend to, you know, don't max out your budget when you buy a home, whether you're a first-time home buyer or not, because there's always things that will happen, and it's good to have a buffer to be, you know, for things that can happen. A lot of things that happen will be unexpected, so having a house saving account is a really good idea, and you probably should have $3,000 to $5,000 in there at any given time. You're ready when the unexpected stuff will happen.
Good tip. Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, joining us here on the KFGO Morning Crew, the home inspector. He is here. So as a first-time home buyer, before we even decide to plop down money, we want this house, it sounds like it might be wise to hire a home inspector. We can probably, in the long run, save ourselves thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, Lars.
Absolutely you can. And I think as a first-time home buyer, one of the first things I would do is to attend one of the many first-time home buyers classes we have in the Fargo-Moorhead area. They're very educational, where there are realtors and lenders and insurance companies and home inspectors going through and trying to help people be prepared for the process. Then hire a realtor that will guide you through the process. I think is a very crucial thing as well.
Lars,
if
our listeners have questions, they can call our Laney's studio line at 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. But we got a couple of text messages that have popped in with questions at 35270.
And we discussed with you last week, Lars, radon and why radon is dangerous and why we should remedy it. And it was obviously very popular. People still have questions. So we have two radon questions that have come in for you. I'm not sure what this means. Hopefully you do. Can your life breath system be used for radon evacuation in your home? Does that make sense?
Yeah, so a life breath system, that is like a ventilation system or an air exchange system. And what those systems do is to exchange the air from within the house. So you bring fresh air in from outside and you're exhausting stale, bad air from inside to outside. So when you're exchanging the air like that, you are actually reducing radon in a home. However, studies have found that it probably will reduce the radon with about 30%. So if your radon is, 15 or 20, still a system like this wouldn't really do it. And also, you don't necessarily run your air exchange system or your life breath system 24/7 like a radon mitigation system will operate. So for that reason, a ventilation system is not really approved for radon mitigation. Although it certainly can help.
Okay, I think you answered the second question because we didn't know what a life breath system was, and another person was asking if the air exchange system works the same way. So two people basically asking the same question.
Yeah, they do work, but another problem we see with those ventilation systems is that people are not familiar with them. They don't really know how to maintain them, and probably 90% of them that we look at are not operating properly because they are not maintained right.
Our KFGO studio line is brought to you by Laney's, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or you can text your question in to 35270. Text message coming in asking about shingles and wondering, do you get the same value in an inspection on shingles in the winter as you do in the summer? Does it matter what time of year you're looking at that roof, Lars?
There are certainly some limitations to an inspection done in the winter. Basically, though, in the summer, there are some things we can't really tell. It's more tough to find out if there's any condensation problem, energy loss, and if you have like cold rooms in a house, ice damming is difficult to figure out sometimes in the summer. While in the winter time, it's tough to figure out the condition of the shingle. We always try to get up there, even though if there is snow, even if there's just a bare spot that we could look at, that would give us some kind of clue of the age. But obviously, buying a house in the winter, there are certain things that we can't see when there's no coverage. But it's kind of the same thing in the summer. There are certain things that will be very difficult to find, that will be way easier to find in the winter.
Sure, and it's easier to fix in the summer than when it's 20 below and icy on the roof too, Lars.
Yeah. Don't replace shingles in the winter.
Yeah, no. Hey, Lars, if anybody has any questions for you over there at Nordic Companies, what would be the best way to get a hold of you?
Give us a call at 701-566-1446.
All right, we're learning about life breath systems. We weren't sure if those were the right words, but so thanks for educating us and thanks for the great advice. We'll catch you again next week, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
You bet. That's Lars Knobloch of Nordic Companies. He's a home inspector. He can sure save you a lot of money. Yeah, wise to hire a home inspector if you're looking to buy a house, because he's going to go over everything like you saw him in action.
I did. I saw it. I know. Saw the truck pulled into the driveway. And
there's
the
my
ladder's
Lars.
Up and they're up on top of the roof and they're crawling around and they're getting her done for you.
I can't believe you didn't go personally pester him.
You know what?
You didn't want him falling off the roof?
He is like an artist. I mean, what he is
doing. I know.
And I don't want to knock him off of their
zone. I'm glad that you left him alone.
Next time, though. Next time I will.